Now this is a dictation for Betty, Betty Cady, Cady, April 1644. Addresses a letter to Dr. Antonio, A-N-T-O-N-I-O, Santiago, S-A-N-T-I-A-G-O, hyphen, Agostini, A-G-O-S-T-I-N-I, 729-4933. Dear Dr. Santiago, Agostini, a follow-up for Mrs. K.D., chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension. Last visit was in December. There has been cataract surgery. There were complications, postoperative of left eye with decreased sight, only light, thought to be related to probably a thromboembolic event, supposed to follow with neurology. A number of tests are going to be done, including CT scan, MRIs. She's following through neurology at Lansing, Michigan State University. There was no headaches, no vomiting, no focal weakness or speech problems, no associated chest pain or palpitations. Blood pressure apparently was okay. No vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no urinary symptoms, minimal edema, already doing salt restriction, has a sleep apnea, CPAP machine, and oxygen at night only, not during daytime. No purulent material hemoptysis, underlying COPD. Frequent loose stools, but no bleeding, sometimes incontinent of stools. Granddaughter is healthy, some memory issues. She very slow in her voice, but no gross expressive, very slow in her voice to finding words. No gross dysarthria. Other review system is negative. She did not come in person. We did it on the phone. I want to highlight on medication that she is taking like Sinopril, Norvasc, Doxazoxin, Metoprolol, a number of inhalers, cholesterol treatment, aspirin, insulin. Next paragraph, weight at home 216, blood pressure 143/68, no gross respiratory distress, the slow speech and finding words. She's very pleasant, cooperative, answers appropriately. Next paragraph, chemistry from December, creatinine was 1.06. At that time, no cell count, hemoglobin or platelet abnormalities, electrolyte acid base was normal. A normal calcium, phosphorus, albumin, GFR was in the 50s. Next paragraph, from the renal standpoint, she appears to be stable. There is prior right-sided nephrectomy because of renal cancer. I don't see nothing to suggest progression. She has followed with urology for bladder cancer, presently not active. The major issues are more related to this new neurological vascular event, followed with appropriate services. Continue management of inhaler, COPD, sleep apnea, oxygen, and CPAP machine. She is overweight. There has been prior endometrial cancer surgery without recurrence or evidence of metastasis. She is moving her care towards your side. If she's not following with a nephrology close home at Mason City, Lansing, I will see her in a year. End of dictation.